This the Black Powder Podcast. Kick up your feet, lean on your armrest, right, and get your mind blessed on this conquest. Hold a grip like a 12th gauge. Let this moment kick. Black people moving and having some gun ownership. I carry weight, not to keep the camera safe. It's thinking about you, my kids and my parents' faces. The big topics they don't wanna involve us. Think we're novice, but now we're moving hard with revolvers. This the Black Powder Podcast. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Primer's hit, the powder's lit. It's time to get on target. Welcome to another episode of the Black Powder Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Yasuke Fett. And just a general reminder of your marching orders and why we have created the Black Powder Podcast. The main mission is to change the social view of black society and firearms. How did we do that? Glad you asked. We talk, walk, read, write, and think about it to find a better solution for a brighter future for the proper protection of black people. Join us through education, practice, and safety as we take down the stigma of black people and guns, one discussion at a time. Just a general reminder, you cannot do a mag dump without a couple of rounds. So if you like what you're hearing and you happen to like this show, send out an email to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com and let me know what your favorite episode is. Whether or not you agree, disagree, or have questions, please make sure to send them to blackpowderpodcast@gmail.com. And always, feel free to like, share, and subscribe. The only way to continue to grow is to continue to share this knowledge with other people. And the only way to even get the message out is to let everyone know. So once again, if you like what you heard and would like to continue to hear, please like, share, and subscribe. And as always, you can find us on multiple platforms, especially main ones. As of recently, we are now on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, and Audible. About to roll into year number 4. All I can tell you, it's been a bumpy ride so far. Haven't gotten out as many episodes as I've liked. I know I've said this many times. It's just been a lot of back and forth going on as far as life doing all sorts of craziness, but lo and behold, still standing, still alive, still breathing. That's the main thing, and that's the most important thing to me. But nonetheless, the goal remains the same. Taking back the image of black people. Those of you who have been involved in, well, looking at the majority of the political and social experimental stuff that's been going on since the beginning of this year, well, hang on to your butts. It ain't over yet. The debate just happened, well, tonight, because I'm pre-recording this. Yeah. It was interesting. I know there's probably going to be a lot of t-shirts out there that are quoting that they're eating dogs or whatever. And in all honesty, it was just a piss poor debate on both sides, in my opinion. Maybe I'm biased. I don't know. My viewpoint is that I'm already decided I'm going to vote for the couch because there's nothing coming from both these people that have my best interest in mind. There's nothing that seems like they're going to change anything. There's nothing that is solid as far as plans go. There's always been a lot of question dodging and just excuses as to why things are not getting done or why the other person can't get done. I don't know. I don't really care because at this point, I'm doubling down on my efforts to sit my ass on the couch because going to be interesting next year. I don't know how it's going to look next year. I don't know what the landscape is going to be. I don't know who the Joneses are going to be. I don't know if things are still going to be peaceful. But that's why we as people always make sure that we can survive and maintain. I know that probably got a lot to do as far as stocking up on food way before next year. Need to make sure we got enough canned goods. I've been looking into generators. I've also been looking into a communication setup as well. So there's still a lot left on my list as far as what I need to do. Outside of that, I've still been working on, well, I've gotten back into working on trying to become a firearm instructor again. I've put that off for way too long. I've had a lot of other issues occur
Some of them mine, but a large majority of issues are also on other people's sides. But regardless, you know, there's just got to get back to the original goal. Main one is becoming a firearm instructor. The secondary goal is, well, I need to get my body ready for the tactical games. And with the way things have been going lately, nowhere near where I need to be. I've gotten until, I think, around February or maybe about mid next year to get my ass in shape. Because if anything, doesn't matter who's in office, what goes on with my body and my goals and everything that I have set before me doesn't get blamed on anybody else but myself. And I need to take responsibility and accountability for that and realize that there's two things that's going to change that. Number one, I gotta pray hard. I say that because for these last couple of years, ever since I'd say 2017, it's almost like I've been in an autopilot mode where I've been trying to do a lot of things on my own, which isn't bad, but I guess it's just because of the books that I've read and the mentality that I've taken on. It's I could do better. I could train harder. I could study harder. There's a lot of different things that I could do better. But until I actually do that and ask for help from a source that I can't control, be it a spiritual source, then that's on me. I think I mainly get that mindset from Musashi's mindset of, he discovered it when he was going to duel. He stopped at a statue. I can't remember if it was a Buddha or there's a deity. I can't remember which one to be exact, so I'm not going to sit here and, you know, exaggerate the story. But nonetheless, he stopped at the shrine, began to pray for the ability to do what was necessary and have the skill to get things done and so on and so forth. But then he stopped praying because he realized that he didn't need to pray for things that he already had. There's no point in praying for the skill if the skill is already given to him by hard work and just the encounters and the education he gave himself through his experience. So there's no need to pray for something that you've already got. So at that point, he stopped praying, got up, and of course went to this duel and won, like usual. Because Musashi died of old age. Another thing is stay hard. So you got to pray hard, you got to stay hard. Hard times are always going to build better men. That's one thing that is never going to change. That's one thing that's always going to stay certain. Now, the number of better men out there, I don't know. I couldn't tell you the ratio. I couldn't tell you what is expected as far as that goes. Other than being willing to work hard and do your best. And don't stop until you get to the top. Right now, I know that the slope that I'm at in regards to the podcast, in regards to being ready to be in a firearm instructor, also in regards to being ready for the tactical games. I mean, gotta pray hard, gotta stay hard. Right now, where I'm at, it's pretty soft. I'm not about to sit here and lie. I'm not about to sit here and give you a fun-filled, feel-good moment. Because it's real. I'm being real with myself, just like you all should be real with yourselves. But this year, I mean, there's been some things going on as far as, like, good things out there. I'm not even going to lie. And I have given myself time to actually enjoy the good things that are out there, you know, give myself time to recuperate for certain things. I mean, my biggest milestone this year was going to Korea. I'd never been to Korea before, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Definitely would like to go back to Isaac's. It's like a little, I don't even know if it's a breakfast sandwich shop. Maybe it's just a sandwich shop. I don't know. I just know the sandwiches are good, and I'm definitely looking forward to going back. the food is good. I ate live octopus. No, it wasn't like the type that was wrapped up around the chopsticks. I mean, you know, they chopped it up. And I ate it with chopsticks. And it's still moving. But nonetheless, you know, it was an experience. I had, I just did so much. And in that moment, it just reminded me that you've got to appreciate the good times that come across your life. If you're so busy dealing with stress and dealing with problems and trying to solve your problems as well as other people's problems, it's definitely going to affect your health. And going into next year, that's one thing that we all as people cannot afford is what our health is doing to us on the negative side. If anything, there's a lot of things that we need to be doing on the positive side that we should all be focusing on. And in turn, the more we focus on that positivity, the more goals and the more accomplishments we can get completed and finish and feel proud about. Just like with this podcast. I mean, right now, this is probably going to be episode 29. I've been behind on the episodes, but at the same time, I've made a lot of progress in regards to networking and in regards to talking with certain people that I would like to get on the show to do interviews with, and there's just a whole variety of topics they could talk about. I mean, I've still got an episode that's going to talk about CPR, first aid, AED. There's a brother out there, you need to check him out, the Seals Family Farm, Lawrence Seals. He's dealing with sustainability, especially in black society. You know, his partner, he's working with trying to get black people out of a systemic food desert. So, I mean, there's a lot that needs to be covered, and there's a lot more imagery that I need to bring out there. So I've got to do better so this can get better. And if I'm not doing better, then this is never going to get better. I got to be putting out episodes like nobody's business, and that's going to be the goal. And I got to make sure they don't get jacked up and uploaded wrong, because I know last Saturday's, I think it was my... It was a episode I put out about school shootings, which, you know, again, is something that we need to be mindful of and we need to be watching out for, because it's programmed into the system. You know, there's a lot of things in the background that are brewing that's programmed to the system, and I think these things happen because of it. But nonetheless, you know, that episode kind of got cut in half. I think it was just rendered wrong. I don't know. But at the end of the day, I mean, 4 years of doing this podcast, 4 years overcoming, you know, just the small nuances, getting better at certain things, trying to make sure that I can disperse it to a wider network of listeners. I mean, I've gotten a little bit better at it, but I know there's a lot more that I can do. I mean, we can always do better. But if we're not seeking to do better, then you're just going to be on the same plane you were last year, right? Or the year before that. So on and so forth. That's not what I'm aiming for. So if anything, stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. And I promise you, there will be a lot more interesting things to talk about. Especially since myself and Armed Atlas over at, was it a Gun Gun Talk Radio? Yeah. If we could do a podcast about gaming, firearms, nerdcore stuff, geeky stuff, I mean, I would definitely love to jump on that. It's in the works. I'm still trying to put together the pilot for the first episode, and it's going to be some good stuff. Gun Talk Radio. I'm sorry. Why do I keep wanting to say Gun Chat Radio? It's not what it's called. But check him out. He's on YouTube. He's Gun Talk Radio. Definitely worth it. Definitely interesting. And congrats to you, Mr. Atlas, once again, because you have now become partner with YouTube. That's what you get whenever you work. If you're working, good things will come. If you're not working, well, I mean, you're sitting back hating. Hating ain't what I'm here to do. But nonetheless, it's getting late. Gun Club Radio. Lord, I'm sorry, brother. Gun Club Radio on YouTube. Check him out. It's the same on Instagram. It's the same, I believe he's on Facebook too. He's on Locals. I know that for sure. But give a brother a check out once again at Gun Club Radio. Good information that's being given out from him. On that topic, just be careful about who you get information from. Do your due diligence. Don't just take something as the gospel. Do your due diligence. Do your research. Do your studying. Learn what you're getting into. And don't just start to do it. Myself, I'm getting into Meshtastic. I'm still trying to put together a communication system. I bought a station recently. I know there is a way to hook up the Baofeng radios that I have to it, as well as the Meshtastic devices that I have. And I need to figure out a way to combine that with ATAC. But I can't just take the gospel from somebody I'm doing the research on. So far, so good, you know. Probably do an episode on that later on, but hey, you know what? Stay tuned. Stay prepared. Make sure that you are training every day. You're expanding your mind every day. You're doing something positive every day. Because the way these next couple of years are going to be, we don't know if it's going to be for the better or for the worse, but we need to stay ready mentally, physically, and spiritually. Pray hard, stay hard.
This the Black Powder Podcast, let's get it split. We got the wisdom hitting targets with a marking precision. We're having fun in the booth, we're running gun for the truth. Every future black gun owner, we're spreading the news. We do illegal, we're moving regal and blessing the people. Some hopes for the culture, we keep it locked like guns in a holster. Holding it down as we're loading the rounds. If they were nervous back then, right, then they're gonna be scared of us now. Black Powder Podcast, we'll be back in a while. Yeah.